I do have something at 3, so let's get started right away. Just one thing from yesterday. Yesterday, someone pointed out.
He got it.
What?
He needed the Zoom number for that.
Oh, I got it. Thank you.
Okay.
So someone pointed out yesterday that that the corn that we eat is not the corn that they use in cereal. And in fact, someone sent me an email yesterday with a link to something like NebraskaCorn.com or something like that. And a lot of the corn in this country is grown in Nebraska. 99% of the corn grown in Nebraska will never be on your kitchen table or could not be on your kitchen table because it would be inedible to you. That corn is used for cereals and cornstarch and fuel and animal food. It's not really edible in its natural form. So that ha'ara turned out to be correct, as we didn't doubt for a moment that it would, but that ha'ara was correct. Only about 1% of the corn from Nebraska is the kind of corn that you would make like corn on the cob or canned corn or something like that. Okay, but anyway, for today's topic is also from Rav Forsheimer's tshuvas. I thought a fascinating topic comes up every once in a while where you have somebody, let's say, he had a particular case. A woman went into a store and she was holding her child, and the child would not be able to reach the shelf where the merchandise was on his own, but as the woman's holding the child is able to reach, and she's talking to the storekeeper, and the child reaches the shelf, let's say where there's some glasses on the shelf. The child knocks over a whole bunch of glasses. They shatter all over the floor. So the shaila is, you break it, you buy it? Meaning, is the woman chayiv for paying for the damage that her child did in this case while she was holding the child? And even if the woman is chayiv, can we be mechayiv her? Can we make her pay? So shaila number one is, if she's chayiv for the hezek that her child did. Shaila number two is, even if she is chayiv, practically can you make a married woman pay for anything? And shaila number three is, if she is pater, does that chayiv go over to the child? So that at one point when he gets older, that he's going to have to pay for it. So it's interesting, one of the examples that they typically give when they describe how Das Torah, the Torah's way of thinking is not necessarily intuitive, is that we have sugyas in Maseches Bava Kama about how you're chayiv for damage done by your animals. And yet, I think the Chafetz Chaim pointed out that if you were to ask an average man on the street, what should you be more responsible for, the damage that animals that you own did, or the damage that your own children did? Most people would say the damage of your children, but la halacha is not that way. Generally speaking, if your child goes on their own and does damage, you are not chayiv for the damage done by your child. Your kid hits a baseball and it goes through the neighbor's window, you are not obligated to pay for it. But if your shor hits a baseball and hits it through the he's not hitting a baseball, but if your shor does damage, then you are obligated for the damage done by your shor. So what's the story with this case where the woman is holding the child when the child does damage? So the Gemara, this appears in our four Shemesh Shuvas and Siman Kuf Ayin Aleph, and he points to the Gemara in Maseches Bava Kama. The Gemara Bava Kama Nun Vav and Beis tells us, Amar Rav Masna, Hamamid Behemas Chaveru Al Kamas Chaveru Chayiv. Let's say I have an animal, but it's not my animal. I have Behemas Chaveru, and I put it right next to somebody else's property, and it damages somebody else's property. Gemara says you're Chayiv. So why are you Chayiv? This is a Machlokas Tosos and the Rashba. After all, it's not my animal. So Tosa says, "Afal pi shein abeim shalo chayiv mitam shein v'regel." Diavol gav d'chsev biiro k'didei chashiva holvuasa k'momadik peshtana shel chavero b'neiro shel chavero. That even though it's not your animal, we treat it like it's your animal. Meaning you're chayiv from the regular dinim of shein v'regel, and we'd follow the gedarim of shein v'regel. He says it's similar to taking a someone else's candle and lighting someone else's house on fire. It's not my fire, I took someone else's candle, but nevertheless, I'm still going to be chayiv. The Rashba disagrees, and the Rashba says, "Aval pishena behema shalo, kiven shein midua ala koma harehu ki'ilu ma'achila biyadayim." The Rashba says, this isn't Shein V'regel. This is you, the person doing the damage. When you put the animal right next to something that it can easily damage, that's as if you're feeding the animal somebody else's food. And that's certainly you doing the damage directly. Nafkamina would be in a Rosh Hasharabim. If it were Midin Regel, Regel is Patr Rosh Hasharabim. But if it were Midin, you being Mazik Biyadayim, then you're going to be Chayiv, even in a Rosh Hasharabim. So how do we do we paskin? So it seems that we paskin like the sheet of the Rashba, because in Shulchan Aruch in Chosh Mishpas in Shin Sadidal in Siv Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch writes that Amamid Beimus Chaver Al Gabi Kamus Chaveru Chayiv L'Shali Mashi Yizika V'Cheinim Chisha At Shalcha L'Kamus Chaveru Yizika Zeshi Kisha Chayiv. And the Rama says V'Afilu Aperus Berushas Harabim Tavi Kamazim Yadayim. There you have it. The Rama says even in Rushas Harabim, if I am Mamid Beimus Chaveru Al Gabi Kamus Chaveru, then I'm going to be chayiv. So our case, l'chora, is the nafkamina also, is another nafkamina. Because in our case, if you were to assume, like the shita of Tosfos, that when you're mamid a behema al gabi kamas chavero, that you become the bal habehema, and that's why you're chayiv. Well, when I'm holding my child, I'm never going to be chayiv. Just because I own the child, I don't own the child. He's my kid. You're not chayiv for damage done by your child. So being the bal habehema doesn't help in this case. It doesn't make you chayiv. However, if you hold that it's a din in shein v'regel, that's only by behemasa shel adam. I'm sorry. If you say that it makes you like the bala behem, then you'd be chayiv. But if you can say like the shita of the Rashba, that it says if you're being mazik biyadayim and the child is just the tool through which you're being mazik biyadayim, or the behema is just the tool through which you're being mazik biyadayim, then you're going to be chayiv over here as well. So the chara to machlokas Tosos and the Rashba, whether the woman would be chayiv for the damage done by the child when she's holding the child, and it seems in the Ramah that we paskin like the Rashba, that it's considered to be mazik biyadayim, that you're in fact going to be chayiv. However, now that we say that the woman is chayiv, we now run into the next tricky step, and that is, okay, good, she's chayiv, can we actually collect any money from her? So the Mishnah Maseches Baba Kama Daf Pei Zayin Amud Aleph tells us that a woman who's chavla ba'achirim, if she wounds somebody else, petura, she does not have to pay. But nisgarsha, if she gets divorced, then chayavis l'shalim, then she's going to have to pay. So a married woman is not going to have to pay because kol mashkan zishakana baila, so she doesn't have any money of her own with which to pay. However, in a case where the woman is, this Rav Forsheimer is a posik in Lakewood, New Jersey, very often it is not the man who's working to support his wife and children. It is the woman who's working to support the husband and children. So in this case, and that was in fact the case that he was asked about, the woman was the breadwinner in the home. So does that change anything? This whole Makal Mashkan Zishakana Baila. So there is a Mishnah Lamelech in Hilchos Yishus Perichav Alav Halacha Alav, who quotes a machlokas rishonim about this, that if you have nashim hanichnasos bebeis asarim behema ka'anil socher lavi teref lebeisam, there are women that go out into the workforce and they go and they bring food and support their family. They're the breadwinners. Is that considered to be maisi yodeha leba'ala? So the Dagum Ravava and the Pischei Tshuva quote this suffix in Ebenezer Simon Pei Seif Aleph, and they are not machria one way or the other. Now you might think that we might have somewhat of a hachra'a, because the Aruch HaShulchan in Yerideus and Reish Mem Ches if Yud Beis says as follows. He says v'da di yesh mi shesover di isha kashi asuka b'mischar lo amrin b'zeh mashakan zishakan abayla, that there are those that hold that if a woman is engaged in commerce, we do not say mashakan zisha kan abayla, meaning if a woman has a job, then we don't say mashakan zisha kan abayla. Ulfi zeh mi isha kazu b'vadeh rasha likach tzedaka, says the Aruch HaShulchan. Normally, you're not allowed to collect tzedakah from a woman, from a married woman, because all the money is her husband's money, and she tends to have more rachmanis than her husband would, so she's going to give a lot more money than her husband would be willing to give, and it's his money. So normally, you're not allowed to take tzedakah from a married woman. But if she works for a living, then you can collect them. You can take money from her. So then the Aruch HaShulchan says, "V'afta delo berira London zeh." Even though we don't know this with great clarity, it's a suffix. We're not sure about that. But mikamakom lini tzedakah afshal dismachal deyazu. But we can rely on this as far as collecting tzedakah is concerned. So Rav Forsheimer points out, yeah, the Aruch HaShulchan is willing to rely on it as far as collecting tzedakah is concerned. Would you also necessarily rely on it as far as being mechayev her in payments for damages? Not necessarily. He says this you'd have to check if there's a minag among the dayanim in how we handle this. And he said he did check and he could not find any minag yadua. And when you have a sveka tadina, hamotzi mechavero alav haraya, you cannot be mechayev the woman to pay. So again, shlav aleph is that the woman is chayev because we pass on like the Rashba, that when you're holding a child, child, and the child does damage because you're holding him. So that's ki'ilu, you're doing the damage via dayin. Shlav number two, though, stage two, is that, okay, she's chayiv, but you can't make her pay because it's a machlokas. Even if she is the main breadwinner, it's a machlokas whether you can make her pay, and we have to assume motzi mechaver lo v'raya. So now the question is, okay, when the kid grows up, does he have to pay? So Gemara Babakama Daf Tzadik Chesem Beis tells us something somewhat cryptic. It's not clear exactly what the Gemara is talking about, but it says, Avu'uvda v'kafya rafam l'ravashi v'agvibe kikshura l'tzalma. And Rashi, on the spot, understands that it was a case where a child had burnt a shtar that belonged to somebody else, and he was mechayiv him to pay when he got older. That's how that goes. So she writes that a katan is chayiv to pay kishe yagdil. However, Rashi in Ksubistav Peivav understands that story in an entirely different way, in a way that it has no bearing whatsoever on whether a katan shehizik is chayiv to pay. And in fact, in Shulchan Aruch and Simtav Chavdalet Sivches, we paskin that a katan shehizik is pater af kishayagdil, even when he gets older. However, in the Sefer Nachal Yitzchak, Simin Zayin Anaf Beis, he writes that maybe there are two different types of ketanim. If the child is old enough that he's igia lechlal das, that had he been a ben Noach, he'd be chayiv bidei adam, because ben Noach doesn't have a bar mitzvah. So when is it that he's chayiv? When he's igia lechlal das. If the child were old enough that had he been a ben Noach, he'd be chayiv b'dei adam, then he would be chayiv latzei sidei shemayim. The Jewish child would be chayiv to pay, ultimately, to be yotzei sidei shemayim. The story with Rav Ashi was when he was already a ben das, and that's why the Gemara Bakamat Sadiches said that he had to pay. Now, in this case, Rav Forsheimer was asked about, the child was not a bar das. So what comes out, Lidina, is that the woman herself has to pay because she was maim, it's ki'ilu, she was maim b'meis chavero al kamas chavero. The child is pater even when he gets older, but since it's a sveka d'dina by a woman who's supporting her husband, whether it's her money or not, or whether we say mashkansi shikana baila, there's no way that we can actually compel her to pay, even though technically she is obligated to do so. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day and a wonderful Shabbos. I will be giving Beis Hashem a rabbi's desk shiur tonight at 8 o'clock. I think is what we're going to do, 8 o'clock tonight. But I have to jump onto another Zoom now, so I'm just going to say goodbye to everyone.
Not at 7:30
because it's going to conflict with Minchamarav. I'm going to do it at 8 o'clock.
Oh, okay. Right. Okay. 8 o'clock.
Okay.